More of CJAD's Calder Overnight on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
And coming up on the program, we're going to hear some interviews we did at Just for Laughs this past week. We'll hear from Alan Havey. We'll also hear from Joy Behar from TV's The View on ABC and CTV. We'll play Scruples, of course, but first up, you know, one of the performers at Just for Laughs was somebody that many of us watched on television over 20 years ago, Gabe Kaplan, better known as Mr. Cotter, on the hit ABC series. Welcome back, Cotter. Was in to do several shows, including the hosting of three, count them, three sold-out bar mitzvah shows at Club Soda. I caught up with him backstage for one of the only interviews he granted during his time here in Montreal, and here's an interview right now.
It's been quite a while for a lot of us to have an opportunity to see something new from Gabe Kaplan, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what have you been doing for all these years? And I read somewhere that you were successful in business. Is that true?
Yes, I keep moving my trailer home around, and I've been very successful in business. I got into business. I've had some success, and you know, sometimes I wasn't as successful as I would have wanted to have been, but it just really was getting away from show business for about 12, 15 years where I really didn't do much at all, and now getting the incentive to do stand-up comedy again and see what people's reaction is going to be and just giving it a shot. You know, I've been doing it for 4 months. I figure I'd do it for about 8, 9 months, see what happens and how people react, and then make a decision as to is if I want to continue doing it or go back to business.
Is it more difficult or easy the second time around? Is it like riding a bicycle?
It's easier in the fact that people know me and accept me. You still have to be funny. That lasts for about, that gets you started. You know, that means that they like you and they accept you right away, and that'll get you started. So, but that wears off, like, after a minute and a half. So then you have to, then you're just on your own. You're a comedian, and you have to have the funny stuff. And I think now the difference is that when I was doing stand-up, a lot of people don't remember I was a stand-up comic before I did Welcome Back, Cotter. But when I was doing a stand-up before, the only thing that mattered to me was if it was funny. And now I'm more concerned about doing something that I really want to do because it means something to me. Either I'm really talking about something that happened to me that's part of my life, or it's something that I want to talk about, and it's more of a platform. Stand-up comedy is an excellent platform to be able to say what your opinions are, and if you can get people to laugh and pay money to see you while you're doing that, then you're really ahead of the game.
Why did you leave the business several years ago, and what was the incentive to come back this time around?
Well, nobody wanted me. That's why, you know, and that's like an exaggeration, but it's true in a way because I wasn't getting offered the kind of roles that I really wanted to do. And everybody in show business goes through that period where you're not as hot as you were at one time, and you have to either keep on punching, you know, hope that you can get back on top, or you can do something else. Most actors have to work in show business. That's their life. So if they're not as successful in one period as they once were, then they keep on trying to get back on top. But for me, there was other things I wanted to do. I wanted to get involved in finance. I wanted to travel and see a lot of places that I had never seen. And there was a whole other world out there for me. And I didn't want to just say, okay, I'm going to do whatever I can in show business. So and it was easy to get away. And I didn't really feel the desire to come back until really about 5, 6 months ago. Hey, you know, I wanted to stand up again.
Is there anything in particular that changed 5, 6 months ago that made you decide to come back now?
Well, I talk about, you know, in my act now about people impersonating me and seeing someone impersonating me and people knowing that Welcome Back, Cotter became part of the pop culture and that it was an important show because it was popular when it was on, but it really wasn't that popular. It wasn't really like a top 10 show, but it sort of stayed with people. So I created something that became part of the pop culture, and it felt like, hey, you know, I'd like to do this again. I'd like to try and do it again, while I hadn't felt that for a long time. So I said, well, let me try it. And then someone said, well, why don't you go to Montreal, the Montreal Comedy Festival? I said, all right, I'll try it out. And I've been very, you know, surprised at the reception. It's been very good. And especially the new stuff I've created, there seems to be a niche for that kind of comedy now because very few people are storytellers. Comedians are joke tellers. and they're funny, but very few people like Bill Cosby did, you know, people who will do characters involved in a story and do all the characters in that story and make like a little scenario for 5 minutes, and that's what I used to do, so I'm doing that now, and it seems to be meeting with success, so we'll see, you know, give it a few more months and see what happens when I go on television, how people react.
There has been such a change in the comedy scene since when you first started. Since today you have the proliferation of cable, you have comedy clubs everywhere as opposed to several years ago when, as you mentioned in your act, it was basically the Catskills. How do you think comedy has changed now from the time when you first started?
Well, there's about 1,000 times as many comedians. When I started, there was, you know, it was the Improv in New York, and there was like 10 or 12 comics that hung around the Improv, and we were the young comics. And there wasn't anything else. Now there's two or three comedy clubs in all major cities and one comedy club in small cities, and there's a whole group of comedians in each city that hang around, and now it's just hard to tell. Unless you see someone really get out there and do like 35 minutes, it's hard to tell how good somebody is, because sometimes they can do good for 6 or 7 minutes for a shot on television, but they don't have the background to do a complete show. So you can see some people that are very funny for 7 minutes, and then a lot of people have potential. So it's just, I think, more difficult and more competitive because there were no places to work. Very few people could develop in the past as stand-up comedians. Well, now there's so many places to work that a lot of good people, and it was always something that people could do. You know, if you get someone who has a talent, who has a basic acting talent and a funny view of society, they can be a stand-up comedian. Just takes the training, and a lot of people are doing it, and there's a lot of good ones.
One other thing that's unique to your, at least nowadays, to your routine, when watching you here in Montreal, was the fact that you have a very self-deprecating style and sense of humor. And one of the things I remember seeing you on not too long ago was an episode of Beggars and Choosers. What was it like doing that?
That was the first television show I had done in a long time, and the reason I did it was because I played myself, and it was myself trying to come back and become an actor again, and it was, I would say, it was self-deprecating. It was an old actor trying to get back in the business, and I enjoyed the script, and it was fun because it's a comment on show business and how agents treat actors. That's what I wanted to do, and I had a great time doing it. And I thought it was a real good show, not just the episode I did, but the whole show. But I guess it didn't really find its niche, and they canceled it.
Would you like to get back into series television?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I'll stay with stand-up for a while anyway, and see if I can achieve some degree of success as a stand-up. And if I can, then I'll see. But right now, that's all I want to do. I got a long way to go as a stand-up. You know, I still have to get to that point where people want to actually come and see you. And I've got my old, I'm like a nostalgia act at this point. People want to see me because it brings back memories, but I want them to come and see me because they really think I'm a funny comedian that's saying relevant things. And I don't know if I can achieve that. If I can, then I'll stay with it.
One last question before I let you go, and that is, the show that you did was so successful, Welcome Back, Cotter. Do you ever keep in contact or hear from the rest of the gang that you had such a hit show with back on ABC in those years?
Yeah, it's like anything else. You know, you do whatever you do. You work in a office, and people go their own way, and you see each other once in a while. We see each other occasionally. We got together when Cotter first went on Nick at Night. Me, Bobby Hedges, and Ron Polillo did a tour of a few cities, and we were interviewed by some of the news magazine show. And they asked me the same question you asked. They said, do you guys ever see each other? And I said, well, we live together. And it's amazing how many people came up to me and said, wow, it must be a lot of fun, you guys living together. So we see each other occasionally, and everybody pretty much gets along. And it was fun doing the show. We had a good time doing it.
Well, we had a good time here watching you perform, and I thank you very much for talking to us.
That's fine. Thank you.